It's Wednesday, October 27th, 2010. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Becca Bacon-Martin, editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
For some reason, Kyle just made me think that I should do a promo for the story coming up Sunday in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
What is that?
We had the best time last Sunday at the Shiloh Museum listening to people tell ghost stories. And it was a project of KUAF and the museum, who's going to do it as a podcast, and Northwest Arkansas newspapers, and it will be the Our Town cover this Sunday, and it should be a lot of fun. I need somebody out there to tell me the story about George Kernodle walking the stage at University Theater. So if you're out there, call me.
Okay.
Now, today, we have Imogene, an original play by Bob Stevenson, back for a second run.
Great.
At 7:30 at Breedlove Auditorium at the University of Arkansas at Fort Smith. Apparently it was so popular, they're bringing it back for two more performances, and these are free.
Isn't this great? I mean, because Theater Squared in Fayetteville had got to extend its run.
Isn't that great?
39 steps. Now this original play from Fort Smith is extended. It's fantastic.
It is free, and you can find out more at 788-7300. Tonight, the opening play of the University Theater in Fayetteville season continues with Urinetown, which still makes me want to jump up and down and say Urinetown, won three Tonys when it premiered on Broadway in 2001, a dystopian future that's funny. Or not, depending on how you take it.
Oh, there are laughs. There are laughs.
Tickets are $16 at 575-4752. And Ryan Bingham.
Yes, back at Georgia's.
Country songwriter is back at Georgia's. He will be performing at 9 o'clock in support of his August album, Junkie Star. He also won an Oscar this year.
Yeah. Oh, and then there's this. He won an Oscar.
And then he won an Oscar. Tickets are $15. The Rustlanders open.
And the reason he won the Oscar was for his song that was the
Crazy Heart.
Crazy Heart, yes. Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.